Well, good evening, and I'm sorry to cut off those individuals that are carrying on a friendly conversation, but I'd like to begin the call. My name is Don Castor, and this evening we're here to speak about, in specific, individual herbs that are manufactured by Sunrider International. It's a topic we haven't covered for years, and I thought it was very important that we spend a few moments on it. Specifically, there are products that we're going to talk about in general this evening. The dandelion, Dong Quai, Chinese Golden Seal, Wushu Pai, and rather than be very specific at the beginning, I'd like to talk a bit about what separates these particular products from so many others that you'll see on the marketplace and make some general comments about the use of them. First of all, I've been involved in the use of nutritional products and specifically herbal products from 1972. I recall back 35, 36, 38 years ago when we first began discussing these topics and I began to learn about them. There were individuals that were out there that made comments such as, there's no side effects to herbs. Well, at the time it sounded like a pretty exciting idea, and it sort of set the stage for the concept that everything that grew in nature was picked and everything that man made was wrong. And I think that we could certainly make arguments on both sides of that. But I think it's most important that we try to understand the truth behind the concept. Now, we do know that in the plant kingdom, there are plants for various purposes. There are plants that are poisons. There are plants that are really designed to protect other plants, to keep animals away from them so they can grow. There are plants that certain animals will eat that will help them. There are certain plants that animals will eat instinctively they know that makes a difference. As humans, we're in the process of trying to learn all of this. But we do and must respect the fact that there are plants in nature which in fact are not designed for human consumption. There are others that are also there because they do have a distinctive purpose, but we as consumers may not be prepared nor understand exactly how to use them. Those are the ones that I think we have to have the most respect for. So let's first of all agree that no matter what the plant is, no matter what company manufactures the plant, that just because someone says it's safe and effective may not be the case. And I always use an example that there are so many different situations that people deal with, common ones like heart disease or diabetes or arthritis. I like particularly the ones that have to do more with a functioning organ like diabetes. And people will make the comment, well, we can help a person's diabetes by taking this particular herb. I find that to be a rather strong statement, wherein the fact there's not a respectable, licensed practitioner in the world that would ever presume that they know what medicines to give an individual to correct a particular problem or an organ malfunctions like the pancreas in the case of diabetes. So for us as consumers to be as bold as to say that we know of a plant or an herb that will do that, I think borders on the lines of irresponsibility. If we go back to the very basic principle of Sunrider, that if you nourish and cleanse the body is able to balance itself. Now the key is able to balance is the operative thing. When in fact we have an organ that malfunctions, clogged arteries, malfunctioning pancreas, joints that don't function because they're frozen or have calcium deposits, it goes beyond the statement that we're making. The power and the benefit of what goes on at Sunrider's Foods go back to the fact that there are secrets within nature, if you want to call them secrets, there's powers within the plants that all focus on that antioxidant properties, that when consumed on a regular basis will in fact allow the body to do what it can do as long as it's not damaged. And that's where in fact we always need to seek the advice of a professional that knows what they're doing and has a greater skill level than we would. When we look at what Sunrider products can do, it's important that we step back and look again at why we make these statements. We don't make these statements because we believe them to be true. We make these statements because, in fact, we have a manufacturing process that ensures that even the literature, which makes certain statements about a product like, is in fact correct because we have manufactured the product to maintain the same integrity that that product had in the ground. You see, in the manufacturing business, where you actually identify a product in a pill or liquid or powder form, there's a certain amount of trust that goes with that, to believe that that plant that was on the tree or in the bush or in the ground and that has over years been proven to be effective is the same product that you're buying from a company. Years ago, I recall people would always go on what we might call field trips. They would go out into the woods and they would learn to identify herbs and plants And when they'd identify these plants, they'd identify the ones that are poisonous, and the most common one, obviously, is poison ivy, but other plants that you shouldn't eat. Survival programs teach people to go into the woods and the fields and learn to survive by learning what plants and bushes and herbs they can eat, because some are, in fact, harmful to the body. Well, we must also understand that what Sunrider does in producing these products is to ensure that same sense of safety that an educated person has by working on a survival program. What Dr. Chin has done in Sunrider is he always ensures that when he receives this raw material, even though it comes from farmers that he may have contracted with, he ensures that every single part of that batch of those plants is identical to what he ordered. And he does that through gas chromatography studies to make sure that that dried plant that looks the same, every single one of them looks the same half the time, is in fact and has the constituents in nature that identifies it for what it is. For example, dandelion. Dandelion may look like any other dried plant when you see it baled up and bundled. It's Dr. Chin's responsibility, which he takes very seriously, to make sure that that in fact is what he has. And then when he begins the process to take it from that dried plant to deliver it to you to be consumed for your choice and use as you choose, he wants to make sure that you're getting that product and it's not something that you don't want. Second aspect is he must make sure that that plant doesn't have something else with it, whether it be a spray or a chemical that occurred from a truck driving by or diesel residue or some pollutant from the air that can occur anywhere in the world, even on an organic farm. He then ensures that that product is safe to be consumed, so that when it begins its concentration process, where he actually takes that plant and extracts the nutrients from it in such a way that it's more concentrated, then you, in fact, then have a safe product to consume. Now, there's many products on the market today that sell individual herbs, single herb products. You can buy them on the internet. You can buy them in drugstores, health food stores, that claim to be what they say they are. And I'll use dandelion as an example. The bottle will say dandelion. The question is, did someone get dandelion? Have they ever checked it to make sure it says it what it is? And if they have, in fact, done that, are they just grinding it up and putting it in a capsule? Are they putting it in a regular capsule, or are they putting it in a vegetarian capsule? And in fact, what kind of testing procedures they have to determine that it's 100% dandelion? If it's standardized, are they maintaining the value of it, and what method of standardization do they use? These are questions that go back to the integrity of the supplier. Because if it's not you in the field picking the product, then I think, in fact, you as a consumer need to know that. Sunrider not only goes to the effort to make sure that every individual herb that is used is safe and is what is stated on the label, but we, in fact, in all of our products, go through a process the Chinese have done for years where, in fact, they create, which you've heard me talk many times, basically a soup. They don't take just dandelion and do dandelion alone. And under Dr. Chin's direction and in study, there will be other plants that are in there to enhance its usability. Many plants individually can be a little too harsh on the system. To improve the absorption rate and improve the nutritional profile, which is usually based upon micronutrients, Dr. Chin will add anywhere from 1 to 10 or 11 different plants in there to enhance its benefit, not to change its purpose or function. And that becomes the key difference in what Sunrider does and every other company. Let's talk for a moment about the Wuxi Pri product, which is labeled as a product from Sunrider with a lower notation of Luthiococcus anacosis. Years ago, this product was, I'll quote, as being mislabeled as Siberian ginseng because the Wuxi Pri is not really a ginseng. It doesn't have the properties of ginseng. But this product is one of the greatest adaptogen herbs that we know of. Plants that adapt to the environment allow the body to adapt. So in using this product, the Eleutherococcus anacosis, I find it most beneficial for people that are attempting to adapt. Is it the change of season they're adapting to? Is it stress they're adapting to? There's where I see the benefit. I use it and recommend it a lot with athletes who, in fact, are changing their training patterns or they're beginning their training seasons because I find that the stress on their bodies, and it can be because they're beginning a running regimen, for example, and it's still cold out, that it's tough for their body to adapt from the indoor training to the outdoor training. Use this product on a regular basis, and this is one that I would consume in a capsule form, taken on whatever basis you like with meals, one or two with every meal, with a specific purpose of understanding that's helping the body to adapt. So environmentally is one way to look at it, nutritionally is another way. There is some benefit, people have told me, from using it in a stressful environment, but again, most of my focus has been used on how the athletes will do it. I believe a product that has been the most interesting to speak about for the last 25 years in Sunrider has been the Chinese Golden Seal. My work with herbs and plants, as I told you, goes back now nearly 36, 37 years. And in this work, I guess the first that I was introduced to with any sort of excitement was Golden Seal. And that was a time back in the 70s when people were beginning to discover the advantages and the values of plants, and where many times they may have become overzealous, believing that plants were the cure-alls for everything. And Golden Seal was no exception. It was referred to as a natural antibody. It was the one that was going to build the body's system so people wouldn't be sick, and it was going to cure colds and flus. Well, there are tremendous properties to the Golden Seal. But one of the first lessons I learned from Dr. Chin was that there are many species of Golden Seal, and this is the lesson that has to really be understood about Sunrider products. All plants have different species, just as many animals have different breeds. The species of the plant will oftentimes dictate the chemical structure, and that's dictated by the soil, that's dictated by the environment, the humidity, the heat, the sun, the amount of daylight that will give the nutrients to the plant that will oftentimes change its actual function. Now, Golden Seal, because much of the work that is known in the United States, for example, or European countries, Pacific Rim regions are all based upon European philosophies, go back to the understanding of a particular plant that in fact did have some changes that the body would occur, some strengthening benefits, an antibiotic type effect. But there is no belief, as I told you earlier, reality to the fact that there are no side effects to plants. And Golden Seal was a classic example of this. Too much Golden Seal consumed on a regular basis can throw off people's blood sugars. It could actually affect the body's ability to defend itself against certain problems, just as antibiotics could. And for that particular reason, it received a lot of negative press in the late 80s and early 90s. The truth of the matter is there was over 16 different species of Golden Seal, and the ones that the Europeans and the Americans used readily were the ones that had that quote-unquote side effect, and people were told not to consume for more than 3 weeks at a time, just as you wouldn't any strong antibiotic or anything else. Sunrider, and this is what, again, I mentioned that Dr. Chin gave us this lesson very early on, is classified as a Chinese Golden Seal, and it has many of the exact same chemical structures as the Golden Seal that the Western culture was aware of, except that the Chinese Golden Seal was such a plant that it could be consumed every single day. It fit more into the food category than the tonic category. And for that particular reason, it did not have to be cautioned against people with diabetes or any particular sort of blood sugar problems to create a negative effect. Now, we all know that alpha-20C is something that we consume on a regular basis, and because there is no buildup or defense system problems with, same can be true of Chinese Golden Seal. So it is a regimen that I add all the time to alpha-20C when fighting or dealing with whatever happens to be going around. And I do that because it doesn't have that long-term effect. I'm always trying to maintain a sense of balance in my body through nourishment and cleansing. I'm not trying to create an imbalanced state. If my body is out of balance because of a situation I'm dealing with, some compromised part of my body, I seek the advice of a physician that's going to get me back on track. And then I know what to do to get myself back. But if it gets out of line, that's the direction I'm going to go. Chinese Golden Seal with alpha-20C are one of those tools that I would use, one of those nourishing things to help my body fight when everything else around it is, my entire body and everybody around me has been sick. So there's a real strong benefit and an upside to the Chinese Golden Seal. But again, I want to make the distinction for you that our Chinese Golden Seal, or refer to it as our Golden Seal, is different than what all the other companies in the marketplace sell. And the others may be effective. I'm not questioning the value of any plant, but I am saying they need to be used with caution and with some sense of prudence. You don't run into the same type of caution because of the nature of our Golden Seal. And our Golden Seal is more than just one plant. Again, it's made in that soup-type basis of which it creates its own environment to be safe and better absorbed in the system. Sunrider products are always designed to work in harmony and conjunction with the other Sunrider products, not to create an imbalanced state. Let's look at another product that receives an awful lot of press and also a lot of commentary, and that's Dong Quai. Dong Quai, which is an Angelica sinensis, There's a product that has had a lot of controversy over it, and saying that it is a like a female hormone replacement. Well, that is not really the case. It does not have any hormone-like effects to the body, which can sometimes be negative. Remember, that balance within the body, and particularly of the hormones, and there's so many hormones within the body, there's not just female hormones, there's many, many hormones, is not something that you want to be dealing with and something that you want to be messing with at all. But where you can help the body and its effect, it's positive. Now, some companies use different parts of the Dong Quai plant. Some people use the entire plant. The power of the Sunrider products is that we use the part of the plant that's most effective. For example, the main part of the plant is a tonic herb. So using too much of that can create an imbalanced state. Sunrider creates a sense of balance in producing their product so that we never do create an imbalanced state within the system. This is one herb plant, though, that I do tell you need to use some caution with, because using excessive amounts of Dong Quai to stop bleeding, particularly menstrual bleeding or other discomforts, may in fact, for a period of time, correct the problem and then create an imbalanced effect in the system. So I'm one that uses a lot of caution in using Dong Quai unless you know its exact purpose or function. People that are using it to try to improve blood flow can have some benefits, but I'm quite honest and I'm being straightforward with you and telling you that know what you're doing with this instead of just blindly using the herb in hopes to avoid a visit to a doctor to determine what's going on. I can't emphasize enough that we cannot self-practice or self-medicate ourselves. There's no advantage to that. There's nothing to be learned from it. We can only state that the Sunrider products, in effect, bring about the quality of product to the marketplace that will not create negative effects in the system when used properly. It's the use of the product that you as an individual and I as an individual do not know how your body can use and need. What I do know is that the product is safe and effective and is what is on the label, and is done in such a way that the body can absorb and utilize it properly. So feel free to go on the web and read about Dong Quai and find out if it's a benefit to you. And if it's something you want to do, understand that the Dong Quai that we have and produce is very safe, is very effective, and is and beneficial for you as is stated. Now, another herb that I happen to have a lot of respect for and like and use regularly twice a year is dandelion root. Dandelion can be extremely beneficial to help detoxify the system, specifically the liver and gallbladder. So I recommend dandelion to be used twice a year in the spring and fall, a whole bottle of it, taking 2 to usually 3 capsules a day for an entire month. Some people have been known to do 5 capsules in a shorter period of time, but I've found 3 works very effectively. Why in the spring and fall? Well, I think a lot goes on environmentally. I think a lot goes where we stay in the house too much, get too much sunshine, eat differently, whatever it might be that affects your lifestyle. Twice a year for a general detoxification, I think, is very beneficial. What Sunrider Dandelion does better than anybody else is I know I'm taking in a pure product, and I know that the dandelion is as stated and is concentrated, so I'm getting far more effect than I am from some of the other dandelion products on the marketplace. So if you've never used dandelion, really don't even understand its function or purpose and what benefit it would be, then it's still springtime. I would tell you to get a bottle, and I would use 2 to 3 a day with your meals, with your quinine and your other products, and use it for the purpose of helping to detoxify the system. It really helps with general health, feeling of goodwill, and improved mobility. It's just a great product because I think of it more in the wondrous or positive category, and the kind of thing that has a real purpose to improving our general quality of life. Now, overall, the purpose of this call was just to bring to light some of the individual herbs that Sunrider sells to help you understand and to respect their purposes. But most importantly, to understand that what we do in Sunrider is different than what anybody else has done. We create products that are safe to use, that are what's on the label. Our products are concentrated. They're just not ground plants in a bottle. We don't use the part of the plant that is not beneficial or is too tonic for the body. We use the food portion of the plant that is most beneficial to bring about the benefits that I stated about dandelion, for example, or about the Wushu Pai product, products that I see long-term use for. So anytime you know that you use a Sunrider product, you can trust the brand to give you exactly what you're trying to buy and deliver to your body the nutrients, the antioxidants, in a way that are effective. Thank you for being on the call this evening. Sorry our time is up. If you'd like to listen to any of our past calls, go to our webpage, rsunbiz.com. And on the webpage are past calls we've had that is a library for you to use that can help you improve the consumption of our products and to use the products that are most effective and beneficial for your own personal needs. Thanks again. Let's have a great week, and I'll look forward to talking to you again in May.